This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. It smells like spring in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood. Budding cherry trees. Freshly turned soil. On one block, cultivated bees pollinate the peach trees across the street and produce peach-flavored honey. That's where Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman met Teron Edwards.
Best honey you can get right here in Central City, Milwaukee.
Teron Edwards works for Walnut Way Conservation Corps. The neighborhood group has existed since the late 90s. Its gardens and orchards anchor violence-free zones, formerly vacant lots, cracked ends, and abandoned buildings. A lot has changed, but there's still work to do.
This is the spot where Ray died, right here.
Teron points to a spot a few feet from the peach orchard. 21-year-old Raymond Harris was shot and killed there last June.
You know, Ray, we called him Little Ray. But as I understand it, just from talking to some of the young fellas, there'd been a lot of back and forth feuding between some of the guys.
When Lil Ray died, Walnut Way had to show that homicide is not okay in this sacred space. The first step, bring together all the young men from the neighborhood affected by this tragedy and talk about it. That's how Teron met 21-year-old Carlton DeWint.
If you live in poverty long enough, some way, somehow, you're going to commit crime. I mean, I was selling drugs and doing stuff at 14 years old, so...
He says his father disappeared whenever he couldn't pay for things like clothes and food.
Got to feed myself, clothe myself, still got to worry about going to school, help mom pay bills. So you don't think about if I get a job and work and save up in a year, I can have my own house. You'd be like, well, I need some money today in the next hour.
This mindset became a habit, locked him into a high-risk lifestyle.
I've been shot at a lot of times. I don't know why, but God sees me through all my situations.
He says he's never shot at anybody that didn't need to be shot at.
I've never shot anyone just shoot. It was protecting myself.
So can you tell me about Lil Ray?
Lil Ray. Freedom of speech was, I think, invented for dude. If he thought it, he said it. If he didn't like you, you wouldn't even want to be around him. Because he going to let you know that he don't like you. If he liked you, he would do anything for you.
Carlton says Lil Ray left behind twins. One boy, one girl, about 10 months old.
The night he died, I was supposed to be there. I could name at least three occasions one of my guys ended up shot or killed. I was never there because I was with my kids.
Carlton's two young kids give him an excuse to stay at home. The only way he knows how to avoid crime or ending up like Lil Ray.
Having children just made me think it's somebody looking at you for a blueprint of how they're going to live their life.
Now Teron is helping Carlton design that blueprint. Carlton was one of 55 guys Teron helped wrangle after Lil Ray's death to put an end to the feuding.
I don't want to say we tricked the guys, but...
He kind of had to. The plan was to offer 7 weeks of therapy, but they couldn't call it therapy or say, hey, let's get together and talk about our feelings.
I've had guys, you know, say, hey, man, that's, you know, forgive my language, but that's that white people.
Instead, Teron said, we have markers and poster board. Let's make signs for Lil Ray's funeral. 30 men and boys, ages 12 through 30, returned the next week.
And so how we framed it was, this is our community and we're going to take it back.
That's Manan Sabir. He also works at Walnut Way. Manan and Teron facilitated each session. They called it the Peace Project.
Whereas now, my act of war is for us to help others realize when a black man sees another black man, then... he sees life, gratitude and compassion and love instead of death, instead of animosity, instead of jealousy and envy.
Over the course of 7 weeks, men cried, talked about loss, grieving, their fears. They invited guest facilitators, including a psychologist, a boxing coach, an elder, an expert in Chinese medicine. And at the end, they went on a camping trip designed for war vets with PTSD. 14 men completed the program.
Was that new for you? Talking?
That was new for me. Talking, period. You don't have, a lot of the kids in this area don't have anyone that they could talk to. No one to go to for advice.
Manon says the neighborhood has been homicide-free since the Peace Project. But asked Tehran, do you think you made a difference?
Yeah, but not enough to me to celebrate anything.
He wants men to mentor other men because they care about the community, not because they're told to care.
It isn't until the community accepts this is our thing that I'll be even remotely satisfied.
And they think Carlton can start the trend.
You know, it's funny, he's not very old, but you know, the guys on the corner, they listen to him.
They hired Carlton as a peace ambassador. They're training him to go porch to porch to help interrupt violence in the neighborhood and steer men towards jobs. He can't wait to start. But first, he has to deal with his past.
Just like Little Ray's death kind of pushed our hand to do something, I think Little Ray's death kind of pushed the police's hand to do something, too.
Shortly after the Peace Project, a police drug raid snared a lot of men from the neighborhood, including Carlton.
It's just kind of catching back up with me now. I was done with that part of my life, I should say.
We already gave you the advice. I'm going to ask you, do you need a suit?
Tehran and Manon coach Carlton for his upcoming court date. He's facing 2 felony counts and years in prison.
Probably a suit.
You got shoes? Like, you got dress shoes?
No.
What size shoe you wear?
10 and a half.
I got 10 and a half, almost brand new. You can have them.
Tehran goes to court with Carlton and vouches for the changes he has made.
It just really doesn't make any sense for him to sit in the cell when he can be here, you know.
His show of solidarity does the trick. Carlton gets only a month in jail. And after that, he'll have another shot at neighborhood peace.
Every week, we try to leave listeners with a call to action. This week, Tehran says it best.
You ready? If you live anywhere between 12th Street, 27th Street, Walnut, and North Avenue in Milwaukee, you need to come down and get involved.
Find more on our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.